Order. Order. The House will come to order straight away. Order.
This week in the House ended not with a whimper, but with a bang after question time on Thursday, when the Speaker, Lockwood Smith, accepted a late request for an urgent debate on an inquiry into the role played by the Government Communications and Security Bureau, the GCSB, in the police raid on the home of the internet billionaire Kim.com. The Inspector General of Intelligence and Security, Paul Nazer, released his report on the inquiry at 18 minutes to 2, and Labour's Deputy Leader, Grant Robertson, lodged his request at 5 to 2. Applications for snap debates are supposed to be in an hour before the start of the day's sitting, although the Speaker can accept late entries right up to the wire.
However, given the current public interest in the performance of intelligence agencies and the need for a high level of public confidence in their activities in relation to New Zealand, I've given a particular consideration to Mr. Robertson's application that was in before the House sat today. As there will not be an opportunity to debate the matter for some weeks now, I call on Mr. Robertson to move that the House take note of a matter of urgent public importance.
Mr. Speaker, I so move. What an incompetent shambles this government is at the moment.
In contrast, the government's release of the report had been carefully managed, according to Grant Robertson's caucus colleague Charles Chevelle, who said the report had been delivered to the Beehive at 10 o'clock, nearly 4 hours before it was released.
It just shows how this government tries not only to spin its own lines all the time, but how it tries to avoid accountability, particularly to this place, to do everything it could to stop a debate happening in this parliament, where it ought to be happening, where there ought to be the sort of accountability that we see so rarely, sir.
Charles Chevelle is Labour's Shadow Attorney General, while his opposite number on the government benches, Christopher Finlayson, was more concerned with the accountability of a government agency to its minister.
There is a very important point of distinction between exercising control over the agency, which is what I believe the Prime Minister has done at all times in this case, and becoming involved and exercising control over particular operations.
The Prime Minister is also the Minister responsible for the GCSB, and although Mr. Finlayson was the only government minister to rise from the otherwise deserted front bench in the debate, the task of defending Mr. Key in question time had fallen to his fourth-ranked minister, Stephen Joyce.
The Prime Minister moved very swiftly to act on these matters, called an inquiry immediately, and that inquiry has reported today. As soon as the matters were raised with him, he called an inquiry. It is the job of the minister to respond, and as in this case, as soon as he was made aware of the situation, to call an inquiry, which has reported today, and actions are now being taken to correct the matters that have been identified.
Chief among those, according to Mr. Joyce, was the GCSB's ignorance of Mr. Dotcom's status as a resident, a mistake that provoked ridicule from the opposition benches, with Greens co-leader Russell Norman putting this question to Mr. Key on Tuesday.
Is he seriously trying to tell New Zealand that the GCSB, the organisation whose job it is to acquire information, could not find out that Mr. Kim.com is a New Zealand resident, given that it was in every newspaper in the country and Mr. Kim.com had a fireworks display to celebrate his residency?
Russell Norman's disbelief was echoed by Grant Robertson in Wednesday's general debate.
And we are forced in this House to endure the statement that we have to believe that our spy agency is so incompetent that they couldn't even use Google and Google Kim.com residency, and if they didn't, they'd come up with 6 million hits.
And although Google had all the answers, Justice Nazer's report was questioned by Russell Norman.
You have to ask yourself, is the Inspector General the right person to inquire into the activities of the Inspector General and the GCSB? The answer can only be no. We cannot have the person who is responsible for ensuring that the GCSB operates, complies with the law, being the person who also investigates whether the Inspector General did his job.
And among the calls for a more independent inquiry was this one from New Zealand First Leader Winston Peters.
Now is the time for our Prime Minister to take full responsibility and resolve this issue clearly and have a full-scale inquiry. Mr. Spray and walk away. The man who loves three-party handshakes. The man will go to an opening of an envelope. But when it comes to defending the integrity and reputation and character of our country. He thinks it's of no matter whatsoever.
Also this week, the House celebrated the 50th anniversary of the establishment of the Office of the Ombudsman and mourned the death of Sir John Wallace, who chaired the Royal Commission that led to the adoption of the MMP electoral system. Parliament's adjourned for a fortnight back on Tuesday, October the 16th. I'm Tom Frewen, and this program is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.